Hello?
Hello?
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. One
yes, ma'am.
Henry Wilson on one.
On the subject of this Appalachia appropriation thing, I have, at the time I talked with you, I started out,
I think that's washed out. They say that they can't do anything, and not much they can do, is there? Did you ever talk to Scranton?
I put in a call to Scranton, a call to Rhodes. Both of them on the road, talked to their assistants. I put it on them pretty heavy about we hadn't heard back. Congress going to adjourn in hours. So we pretty well got it on their back. But meanwhile now, you should know this. I talked with Mr. Mahon. He approached Halleck. Halleck said he would go with it. Now, you should understand, however, that the governors, I've got to understand when I talk with them, that if it is appropriated under the terms in which we sent it up, we can't spend it without the authorization.
Well, what I wanted to do is have them get a rule.
Mm-hmm.
That would make it possible, just like the foreign aid bill passed the House,
mm-hmm.
that it would be in order and we could appropriate it, set up a commission, and let us spend the money, even if we wasted it, forming a commission if we didn't get the rest. We will get the rest, but I want to be able to go on and make progress. It doesn't do us any good if we can't spend it to appropriate.
All right, so well, that'll be a new angle on it now, because you see, your request to the Hill did not include that.
Yes, it did. That's what I told him.
Well, that's not, that was not...
I told him I want that $800,000 so I can use that to set up a commission to get a lot of the detail worked out away. For instance, poverty. I've been financing out of emergency fund,
yeah.
But he's got a lot of people appointed, and he's ready to go. Now, I need these people to be appointed. I need the governors to take the job. I need them to make the survey. I need them to get ready and get the staff. And then if they authorize the money, I'm all right. If they don't, we'll just let it fold, and we will have wasted $800,000.
Well, now, I want you to be clear that Kermit Gordon certainly is very firm that the legislation, the request that you sent to the Senate was purely contingent on authorization.
I understand that, and I know that myself. But I've got another request, my friend.
I see.
That is, in return for us agreeing with Halleck to go out and complying with his terms and adjourning, that he give me $800,000. It's that simple.
I'm clear. I'll put that to
and just tell him all that so that this commission can go on and get studied. And what I want Governor Rhodes and Governor Scranton to do is to ask him, for God's sakes, let us do it. And we've got the votes to pass it, and tell him that. Tell him we're going to pass it. We just don't want to bring them back in. And we'll postpone spending the money. We won't use it to buy votes with. We'll just let these Republican governors that are going on this commission start working.
All right. I'll put it to Mr. Mahon that way, and then see if he with Halleck can work it out. And I'll put it to the governors when I get
home. I want to make it to where it's available to me.
All right.
And just tell George it's awfully important, because if I don't get started on it until January, I'll come back here and it'll be March before I get the goddamn bill passed, and then I'll have to appoint my commission. I'll be another 6 months.
Right.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Are they going out tonight?
That's what they're pointing toward now. Right now, they're doing a quorum call, and they're in the middle of this foreign aid authorization bill. Following that, they'll take up the foreign aid appropriation, and after that, the supplemental.
Okay. I may call Halleck myself.
All right, sir.